New heading, Empowerment and Performance Appraisal. When you think about it, who should evaluate a person's progress and achievements? That person should. Traditional performance appraisal is clearly one of the bloodletting management practices of our day. As mentioned before, this is where the boss basically interviews an employee and uses the sandwich technique. Say a few nice words, slip in the knife, twist it a few times, called areas for improvement, and then pat them on their way. When you have a high-trust culture, helpful systems, and people on the same page, then people are in a far better position to evaluate themselves, particularly if they have 360-degree feedback data from sources around them. In almost all cases, self-evaluation is tougher than anyone else's evaluation. The bosses know the least. They are the furthest removed. Codependent people tell them what they like to hear, and they become isolated and insulated from what is in fact going on. The subordinates know next best, and then the peers. Again, in both of the biblical parables of the pounds and the talents that we mentioned near the beginning of chapter 6, the employee evaluates self, and the master either diminishes or enlarges stewardship. It would be so misaligned to think that after all this empowerment and honoring of people's power to choose in reaching top priority goals, that you would suddenly set up a so-called boss to be the big judge and evaluator. The so-called big boss should become the humble servant leader who runs alongside asking questions such as, "How is it going?" The worker knows how it's going far better than any boss does, particularly if feedback systems have been established, including feedback from the boss and from all of the other stakeholders who are influenced by the work of the person, including financial data. So the question, "How is it going?" is answered by the person himself or herself according to the terms of the agreed-upon compelling balanced scoreboard. Another 360-degree stakeholder information. The second question is, what are you learning? A person here may reveal both insight and ignorance, but the point is that they are responsible. The third question is, what are your goals, or what are you trying to accomplish? It identifies the connection between the vision and the reality. This leads naturally to the fourth question. How can I help you? Clearly communicating, I am your helper. I am your enabler, your servant. The servant leader might even tap into his or her own experience or awareness to see if that needs to be drawn upon. The key to this exchange is authentic, Indian talking stick type communication. No game playing. No political posturing. No protective defensive communication. No kissing up. No telling others what they want to hear. Then the final question, how am I doing as your helper, communicates open, respectful, mutual accountability. Sometimes facing reality is difficult, especially when hearing it from others. But we demean and insult other people when we treat them as anyone other than accountable, responsible, choice-making individuals. If in the name of being nice and kind, we start protecting them, we begin the process of the codependency and silent conspiracy that eventually results in the lowest level of initiative, wait until told. It is when the spirit of servant leadership takes hold in a team and between a manager or team and an associate that the third form of trust mentioned in Chapter 9 fully blossoms, the empowering side. Again, it's the trust that one person or team consciously chooses to give to another, an act that leads me to feel your belief that I can add value. You give me trust and I return it. Trust then becomes a verb and a noun. When it is both a verb and a noun, it is something shared and reciprocated between people. That is the essence of how a person becomes the leader of their boss. They merit trust by giving it. Trust, the verb, comes from the potential trustworthiness of the one receiving the trust and the clear trustworthiness of the one giving the trust. The fourth role, empowering, embodies making trust a verb.